The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out. Guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see? Ears and not hear? And do you not remember, when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" They answered him, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Okay, so the apostles bring only one loaf of bread with them into the boat. They forgot to bring the rest. And Jesus uses this as an opportunity to make a really important teaching. He says, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." What's that mean? Well, leaven is a very small thing that makes a very big difference. And for our Lord, it's a metaphor for your mind and your heart. Okay, so what's the leaven of the Pharisees? Well, the Pharisees had reduced all religion, as you know, to the execution of merely external practices. For them, religion was a really nice, pious hobby with no change in mind or heart. What was the leaven of Herod? Well, Herod was amazed at all of Jesus' wonders and works and began to wonder what he might be able to do, especially for him. The leaven of Herod was that religion was very, very useful for accomplishing goals, perhaps political goals, perhaps the execution of social work, but with no change in mind and heart. And it's a reminder here now, here's our Lord telling his apostles that the only thing that he wants is that change in your mind, in your heart. Our Lord, you know what he really wants? He wants you. That's what he wants. And everything else is just a means to that end. Now here in the Gospel of Mark, you always get to see Jesus' humanity on full display. And so here's Jesus' full, deep frustration that we get to see, his full emotions. And he says, "How can you think that I was talking about bread? You're with the guy who can make bread fall down from heaven. How could you think that I'm just that I'm talking about the fact that you forgot to bring along bread?" Because he wants to show us that it's our mind and our heart that he wants. But when you hear Jesus speak about bread, always begin to think about the Eucharist, because he certainly is. Always begin to think about the Eucharist. And it's in the Eucharist that our Lord wants your mind and your heart. When you receive the Eucharist, you receive Christ himself, who is perfectly surrendered to the will of his heavenly Father. That's what you and I need to become as well every time we receive the Eucharist. As I've said before, the ego has to go down to zero. And you want to know what that looks like? What that looks like is that you should be content, even happy, to discover that God upends all of your plans, that God foils your projects. If your mind and your heart are surrendered to him, it shouldn't matter to you. I once had the opportunity to see Mother Teresa of Calcutta discussing with a local government official the details of one of her building projects. Now, believe it or not, they're both huddled over a map, pointing at the map of the city. And Mother Teresa of Calcutta points to the map and she says, "I want my new convent to be built right here." And the local government official, predictably, says, "Oh, no, no, we can't do that, we can't do that." She goes, "Oh, but I want my new convent to be built right here," she said. And she had a lot of fight in her. She did not give up. But there came a point in which she realized this was genuinely going to be impossible. And at that moment, she raised up her hands and she said, "Jesus does not will it." And she dropped the matter entirely. You see, that's what you and I need to become like. As soon as we realize what God's will is, regardless of our own personal private plans, we need to throw up our hands, figuratively speaking, say, "Jesus does not will it," and drop the matter entirely. That's what it looks like when you've given the Lord your mind and heart. That's what we want to work towards every time we receive the Eucharist. That's what it looks like when we're free of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. You ever heard it said that God will never give you more than you can handle? Don't people say that all the time? God will never give you more than you can handle. Let's stop saying that, okay? Haven't you learned, you know, a dozen times before 12 noon that God often gives you more than you can handle? You know what God doesn't do? He never tests you beyond your ability. That's what he doesn't do. And regardless of the challenge, it's always within your ability to say from your heart, "Thy will be done." Amen.